you heard in the footage. They're saying, what was it, 3-2-1 or 1-2-3, and the band was getting into it, playing alongside 1-2-3, and then when you heard the crowd just going bananas, that was the guy in the death costume taking the rock and physically smashing it against the iPhone. I mean, he was wailing on it. It was just sitting on the pavement. If you know the Apple Store on 14th Street, there's a little pedestrian plaza. So we weren't right in front of the store in that we were obstructing anybody from getting in and out of the store. We were a respectful distance away, but we were in the pedestrian plaza. And so the iPhone was just on the pavement right there. And the guy in the death costume was just bam, bam, bam like that. And I got to tell you, it was cathartic. It was really cathartic. And then he did it again for the iPad and smashed it to smithereens. And then a third time, he brought out this laptop. I guess it was a MacBook or something. It was an Apple laptop. And he just smashed the heck out of it with that rock. Now, I would not suggest this for anyone who wants to do this at home. Had I been advising the organizers, I would have said, make sure to put on safety glasses. And I don't know, friends and family know I'm very concerned about safety. I want everyone to be safe. So I'm not suggesting that you smash this yourself. But if you do organize a protest that involves smashing surveillance devices, just make sure you have the proper protection, especially the proper eye protection. Anyway, he just smashed it, and people, I think, really, that was a fitting climax to this event. A little bit of controlled violence against the inert devices, the non-sentient inert devices of Silicon Valley, right in view of those large windows of the Apple Store. I bring up the windows to say there were people on the inside of the store, including employees of the Apple Store, you could tell by their shirts, who were standing at the windows and watching the proceedings out on the sidewalk, out in the pedestrian plaza. And I was happy. You know, maybe they'll be curious enough so that next time if there's a smartphone protest, a surveillance phone protest, they'll come out and join us next time. But anyway, I thought this was real. Oh, the other thing is, The chalk messages outside the Tesla store, I read a few of them for you, but there were dozens. That was one where the organizers were handing out chalk to the participants, and they were just squatting down on the sidewalk. This was right outside the Tesla store and writing all sorts of messages. That was really interesting. There is a photo on the playlist if you go to tectonic.fm, tectonic.fm, and click into the playlist for this show, the protest against smartphones. You'll see a photo of a few of those messages outside the Tesla store, which is just below 14th Street in Manhattan. And, you know, that didn't hurt anybody. And the next rain that came, I'm sure, washed them all off. But that was that also was cathartic to see people really getting out their frustration, their irritation, both with Tesla, but Tesla as a symbol of the hegemony of Silicon Valley and this arrogant usurpation of these monopolistic beasts of our society and our social relations and our attention. So good on these organizers for doing something about this and organizing and carrying out such a positive and fun event that invites people to think differently about their relationships to these toxic devices. Yes, it's going to be very difficult for us not to use the devices at all, but it shows that there is a way to question the devices and occasionally to say no, that this is not always, the default does not always have to be yes, which is what these big tech companies want out of us. That's all the time I have today. Until next time, friends, I've got some homework for you. I want you to avoid Apple, abandon Amazon, forget Facebook, and whatever you do, get off Google. You are listening to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County, and 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. And I thought we would go out to the Rude Mechanical Orchestra, the same band from the protest, with their song, We Shall Overcome. Have a great week, everybody. See you next time.
That sweet sound, that means it's time for another installment of It's Complicated, an hour of Prague and Prague adjacent music. That's this program. I'm your host, Dave Mandel. I'm here every Monday, right exactly at this time, 7 p.m. Eastern. Thanks so much for joining me. Always lovely to see, metaphorically, see all your faces out there. We're going to start tonight's show. We'll dive right into the hard stuff. We're going to hear a group from Norway called Soft Fog. Soft Fog with two F's for some reason. And a record that was released just recently, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, in 2025. And this is going to be a track from an album called Focus. And maybe that's some kind of joke, because I think there is some influence here. They show some influence of the group Focus, the Dutch Prague-ish band Focus. Again, this is Soft Fog, and we're going to hear a track called Pocus with a P, and get ready. This is going to be some very fast playing. And music there from the band Soft Fog, FFOG. I typed their name wrong about six times in the online playlist. I finally got it right. Keep wanting to call them Soft Focus. I don't know, photography on my mind. But it's Soft Fog with two Fs. Three Fs total in their name. And again, they're from Norway. We are now, well, you know, I have another thing from Norway, so this might be a good time to play that. This is a group from Oslo called Panzerpappa, and we're going to hear the title track from an album called Landsbyslatter, also from this year, actually. I believe this record was released earlier in 2025, and I hear a heavy rock in opposition influence in this group's music. A lot of King Crimson, by the way. It's a lot of your favorite popular influences in that Soft Fog piece, King Crimson, Focus. This group, I would say, that I'm about to play, Panzerpappa, is very R.I.O., rock in opposition. Again, these guys are from Oslo, Norway, and we're going to hear the title track from an album called Landsbyslatter. We'll be right back. so good. Music there from the group Panzerpappa from Oslo, Norway. And we heard a track from a recent release. I think it was released just a few months ago. The title track from an album called Landsbyslader. And they are very much in the heavy European orchestral prog tradition. Someone on the comments board mentioned the group Zamla, Swedish group Zamla. They definitely have been listening to them, I think. And that brings us up to date. This show is called It's Complicated, an hour of prog and prog-adjacent music. And I'm Dave Mandel. I'm your host, the host of this show. I'm here every Monday evening between the hours of 7 and 8 p.m. East Coast time. People ask me sometimes how I put the show together every week. It's easy, actually a lot easier than you might think. I usually prepare, Sunday night, Monday morning, and I just pull a ton of prog rock together, and then I get rid of all the bad stuff, and what's left, that's what I play on the show. We're going to hear music now from a guy named Chess Smith, who is a drummer based in New York, I'm pretty sure. And we're going to hear a track from, also, as it happens, a very recent album. I think this just came out like, weeks ago, maybe, if I'm not mistaken. Chess Smith, and I guess another notable personality who appears on this record is Mary Halverson, guitarist Mary Halverson, incredible jazz guitarist. I saw her live, as it happens, a few weeks ago at Roulette in Brooklyn. Anyway, Chess Smith, we're going to hear the title track from the album Clone Row, and this is going to be more difficult music, which is not difficult at all for us. We love it. Here we go, Chess Smith. music from Chess Smith, that's C-H-E-S, and we heard the title track from the album Clone Row, which was very recently released. Again, Mary Halverson on guitar, and Chess Smith on drums, and I don't know the other members off the top of my head. I am very sorry. We're going to hear now a group with a great pedigree, you might say. It's a band called Stickmen, and it consists of, well, the stick in their name refers surely to the Chapman stick. And we have Tony Levin, I forgot his name for a second, Tony Levin, who plays Chapman stick, of course, has been playing for many years with King Crimson and Peter Gabriel and loads of others. Tony Levin, Pat Mastolato on drums. He also is a long-term King Crimson member. And Marcus Reuter. So it's a trio of those individuals. And Stickmen, we're going to hear a track from an album from 2016 called Prog Noir. It kind of strikes me as kind of weird. People don't... even the proggiest bands, the prog rockiest bands, rarely use the word prog in an album title or anything, right? You agree with me? I think so. But this album is called Prog Noir. And again, Stickmen featuring the stick player, Tony Levin, and the other guys I mentioned. And here we go. wanted to make sure I got every bit of that boiling tea kettle at the end there. Stickmen there, and a track from the album Prague Noir, a song called Never the Same, and of course featuring, if they sounded like King Crimson, that's because they are partly King Crimson, Tony Levin and Pat Mastellato, and Marcus Reuter on guitar. Right, I need to tell you something now, very important. WFMU is in the middle of its Hellraiser fundraiser, which runs for the entire month of October. This is a silent fundraiser, mostly silent, almost completely silent fundraiser, unlike our very noisy, in-your-face fundraiser that happens in the spring. And during this silent fundraiser, our task is to raise some extra money to tide us over the cold winter months until the main marathon fundraiser kicks in March. Again, we don't, unlike the big marathon, we don't talk much about this one. We just mention it usually once per show and on the web. But this is your reminder that we're trying to raise money. This is a 100% listener supported, 99.99% listener supported radio station. In fact, there was a grant, as many of you undoubtedly have heard, there was an annual grant we were getting that was to the tune of $200,000, and that has been terminated along with all the other things that have been terminated this horribly this year. So we our regular income just dropped by $200,000, so we're just a little bit needier than usual. We are a listener-supported station. We don't have any advertisers, no graft, nothing. We depend on you to throw the money at us to keep us going. Everyone who does a show here, all the DJs here, including me, do it for free. We're volunteers. We don't get a dime for it. We do it because we love doing it. And if you love what we do, please help keep us on the air by pledging whatever you can. Go to the website, WFMU.org, if you're not already there, and it should be very clear. There's all kinds of big, loud widgets there saying, click here to pledge. So please dig deep and help us out. Help us stay listener-supported and free from advertiser and government interference. All right, thank you. I'm now going to play something. We're playing really heavy, heavy Prague stuff on this show, which is fine, right? And that's what we're here for. Going to play something by the group Claypool Lennon Delirium. And this is a group led by Les Claypool, who is best known as the bass player in the band Primus. Sean Lennon, who is the son of, some Japanese conceptual artist. And we're going to hear a track from, we're going to hear the title track from an album called Amethyst Realm that was released in 2019, if I'm not mistaken. And it starts off sort of normal and gets much proggier later on. So hang in there. This is the Claypool Lennon Delirium. To the empty room.
Shadow in the window.
Lots of long, drawn-out fade-outs in the show tonight, eh? Anyway, music there from the Claypool Lennon Delirium. Kind of incredible. Very, very, very classic, proggy, and band featuring Les Claypool and Sean Ono Lennon. And the cover, you need to see the cover of this album. It's really, really, really... I would almost think it's a joke. It's just this very sort of cliche 80s, 90s prog kind of airbrushed art, airbrushed sci-fi art. It's kind of cool. Anyway, we heard a track called Amethyst Realm from the album South of Reality, South of Realty, if you're into real estate. And yeah, we're going to hear now a longish track from a guy named Herman with two N's, Sobel. And this is the interesting thing, the fun fact about this guy is that he was the nephew of Bill Graham, the concert promoter. And he is, I think still alive, Austrian. And he was a child prodigy, I believe, on the piano. And we're going to hear a track from an album he released in 1976. It's called Sobel, his last name. And this will be a track, what was I going to play? A track called The Suite from Herman Sobel. Thank you. I need to start saying goodbye. Sorry. I thought I timed this perfectly to end just right exactly at the end of the show. Best laid plans and all that. Bad timing, as usual, for me. Thanks for listening, folks. The pleasure has been all mine. Have a great week. See you next time. Stay out of trouble. Amanda's next, followed at 9 by Daniel Bloom and Stick Around. Oh, you're tuned, I need to tell you. Aha. To WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Good night.
Out here in the field. Thank you.
This is how I record my cat, Winston, for Insight Timer.